God's word for you, Zechariah 6:14. And the crown shall be in the temple of the Lord as a reminder for Chelem, Tobijah, Jediah, and Chain the son of Zephaniah. Some of these names are the same as before. Chelem is the same man as Heldai, who was one of the men who brought the offering of gold and silver. In fact, this is the same list. The last man, Chain, is the same as Josiah, since he is also called the son of Zephaniah and is in the same position in the list. Men in ancient times had more than one name, just as Westerners today have a Christian name, that is their first or given name, then the middle name, and then the surname or last name. And some people have additional names beyond these. Many of us even give more than one name to our pets. Heldai's change from one of his names, which meant mole, to Chelem, or strength, may have been his personal preference. The four names here that are given mean, in order, strength, the Lord is good, the Lord hears, and grace. The names aren't as important here as the significance of the placement of the crown in the temple. Just where it was placed, we can't say. But it is possible that it was hung from or lashed to one of the rings that held the curtain, the temple curtain, in place. There it would have caught the light from the candlestick, and worshippers outside the temple might even have caught a glimpse of it as they brought their sacrifices. It's not hard to imagine what one little family would have talked about. What is that crown, Papa? It is the crown that four men made when this temple was being built in the days of Zechariah the prophet. Why is it gold, silver and gold, Mama? It's really two crowns, one of silver and the other of gold. The Lord told the prophet that this was a reminder for us that the Savior, whom Moses said would be a prophet, will also be a priest and a king. Tell me about what the Savior will do. Will he wear this crown? I don't know if he really will put on the crown or another one, but Isaiah says that he will come to take away the sins of the whole world. He will suffer terribly with his body, and he will endure the punishment that we deserve for our sins. Is all of that in Zechariah's book? Yes, this is the point of the visions in the beginning of the book. In fact, the placing of the crown in the temple is the conclusion of those visions. Zechariah tells us that sin will be removed. Oh, that's the wicked woman in the basket, isn't it, Papa? That's right. And grace will be given to all people. That's later in the 12th chapter, Mama put in. And the Savior will be called the branch. And all of this is for us to remember when we see the crown. Will people look at this gold and silver crown and think of the Savior forever? I don't know, Pop, said Papa. He was thoughtful for a moment. Mama tisked with her teeth, as she often did when they saw the weedy thorn plants that grew along the walls, even here in the heart of Jerusalem. Maybe, Papa said at last, he will have some other crown that they will think of. Or maybe they will think of the way he will have suffered, as Isaiah says, for our sins. But these things are signs for us, and signs are good when they help us remember. I know, Papa, like the sign of Aaron's staff and the sign of the rainbow. Mama, as usual, had a little extra wisdom to add. But we don't worship the signs. We worship the Lord our God. The signs are there for us to help us remember. The boy beamed up at his mother's words and faith. She and the man took the boy by the hand and headed back down the steps. The man put another coin in the coffer as they went past. His wife said, "Didn't you already put something in?" "I did. But I want to thank God once again for the blessings he gives. Even that dusty old crown has a lesson left to teach. Time to go home now, Mary." In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.